This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Palestinian residents of the Jenin refugee camp encountered scenes of widespread destruction as they emerged from their homes and returned from nearby shelters following the most intense Israeli military operation in the occupied West Bank in nearly two decades. The two-day offensive destroyed the camp's narrow roads and alleyways and sent thousands of people fleeing their homes and killed 12 Palestinians. One Israeli soldier was killed. While Israel claimed the operation inflicted a tough blow on the militants, it remained unclear whether there'd be any lasting effect on reducing more than a year of Israeli-Palestinian violence. Part of the Israeli government's response to a terrorist attack last month was an announcement legalizing and expanding Jewish settlements in the West Bank. The international community has called on Israel not to move forward with these projects. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from the West Bank.
Hardline National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir called on young Jewish settlers to respond to terrorist attacks by building new settlements anywhere they can. We are backing you up, he said. Run to the hills and settle. The international community says all this settlement construction inflames tensions in an already volatile situation. Jewish settlers say this Israeli government has been the friendliest to their cause than any that preceded it. They hope that the far-right policies will finally put an end to talk of Israel withdrawing from the West Bank to create a Palestinian state. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Givat Harel in the West Bank.
The UN Security Council debated on Wednesday the latest Children and Armed Conflict report, which now includes Russian forces after the invasion of Ukraine.
Despite progress in some situations, grave violations against children continue to go unpunished, and perpetrators are unchecked by the national and international legal systems.
This is VOA News. Experts are scrambling to save what they can of Sudan's cultural heritage amid months of fighting. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelina has more.
Ibrahim Musa is general director of Sudan's National Corporation of Antiquities and Museums.
We are trying our best to make sure that these monuments, to report that these monuments are known to other people, are report, and to us what is going on and what is happening.
At least 28 cultural and archaeological sites around the country have been targeted or suffered collateral damage, according to a report published last week by NGO Heritage for Peace.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino. The U.S. Navy said it did intervene to prevent Iran from seizing two commercial tankers in the Gulf of Oman on Wednesday, in the latest in a series of attacks on ships in the area since 2019. On Wednesday, an Iranian naval vessel approached a Marshall Islands-flagged oil tanker in international waters in the Gulf of Oman, according to the U.S. Navy. Quote, the Iranian vessel departed the scene when U.S. Navy-guided missile destroyer USS McFall arrived on station, it said in a statement, adding that it had deployed surveillance assets, including maritime patrol aircraft. Scotland on parade, bagpipes, kilts, drums, and a Shetland pony marched down Edinburgh's Royal Mile in honor of King Charles III. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
2 months after his lavish coronation at Westminster Abbey in London, Scotland's hosting its own event to mark the new monarch's accession to the throne. It's not a coronation, says George Cross, an expert in coronations at King's College London, but it's very symbolic in that Scotland has its own identity. The events in Edinburgh are a continuation of Charles's effort to cement ties throughout the UK as he tries to show that the 1,000-year-old monarchy remains relevant in modern Britain. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A white powder that was found in the White House and sparked a brief security alert has been confirmed to be cocaine, the Secret Service said Wednesday. The powder's discovery in the West Wing on Sunday was initially treated as potential danger, prompting a brief evacuation. An initial test of the substance performed by the Washington, D.C. Fire Department then said it appeared to be cocaine, not some sort of threat or attack. That prompted a flurry of speculation in U.S. media over who could have left the drug. President Joe Biden and his family were away all weekend. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.